When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're tuned into The Bill Riley Show from the Valley Collision Studios of ESPN 700. Here's Bill Riley.
Head down the home stretch here on this Friday of The Bill Riley Show. Segment being brought to you by Chipman Roofing. Yeah, I know it's snowing outside again today. I promise you the sun will be out for more than one day in a row soon. And if your roof is leaking or you think it's time for a new roof, you should call Chipman Roofing. All this snow may have done a number on your roof this wintertime. So do yourself a favor. Call Chipman Roofing at 801-664-2906 and ask for Braden or find them online at chipmanroofing.com. They'll come out. They'll give you a free quote, free estimate, fair prices, 50-year warranty on that roof, whether it's a re-roof, a repair, whatever it might be. They do all of it at Chipman Roofing, so find them online at chipmanroofing.com. Tell Braden you heard me talking about it here on ESPN 700. Joining us live from Greenville, South Carolina, where the Utah women are about an hour and a half away from taking the court, is our good friend Jeremiah Jensen of KSL TV 5. What do you say, JJ?
I bring up the weather here, Bill, but it sounds like that would be cruel. So I'm not even going to talk about how nice and warm and sunny it is here. I'm just going to focus on basketball.
It's quite okay. We know. We've sat through two blizzards this morning, one that hit a drive this morning, and then one that hit about 2 hours ago. The mountains have already been hit with about a foot and a half of snow. We've gotten about 3, 4, 5 inches here in downtown. So, yes, it's a good thing you're not at Broadcast House today, but you're in Greenville instead. But not outside. You're inside as the Utes are, about an hour and a half away, right?
Yeah, tip-off's at 3 p.m. Mountain Time. So we just hit halftime of the first game here. Miami, the 9 seed, is shocking Villanova right now, up double digits at halftime. So once this game concludes, Utah will take on LSU. And excited to see how this game goes. It's an interesting matchup.
So what part of this matchup intrigues you most? I was talking to Tyson Ewing about it earlier. I've talked about it a little bit because I've seen the women a bunch this year, called the games last weekend. What's the matchup or what part of this game intrigues you most coming up in 3?
Well, you start with the best players in the game, right? And you look at Angel Reese for LSU, who is a double-double machine. And she's a very popular player, I guess. She's just got a lot of charisma. And one of the highest rated players as far as NIL goes in women's basketball. So you've got star power on their end, a player that's capable of 20-20 in a game. She did that in the last game as they advanced. But then you also look at Utah. They've got their star in Alyssa Peely, who can go out there and score 20 and 10. She can score inside. She can score outside. She's a terrific passer. which great player in this game is going to have the better game. And then you got to start looking at all the other players. And can Utah hit threes at the clip they're supposed to? Because they haven't had a really great game since they beat Stanford in the Huntsman Center to clinch a share of the Pac-12 championship. So can Utah finally have a great game in the postseason here? They're going to need it against LSU, which is it's an SEC team who's battle-tested, who's coached by a Hall of Fame coach in Kim Mulkey. They've got players. They've got depth. Can Utah overcome all that, play their best game, and knock down threes and turn this into a track meet, which is what I think they want to do?
Well, they do. That's what intrigues me most. They do, but LSU can score at a high rate, too. It's not only the threes,
JJ. That's the thing, right?
Yeah, it's not only the threes, though, and I'm with you, because they went 1-for-15 on their home floor last week. They do that, nothing else matters today. But the other thing they better do well is rebound. They gave up 20 offensive rebounds to Princeton. Now, Princeton's a good team, but they ain't LSU. And if they don't rebound well or defensive rebound well as three-point shoot, I don't know that they've got much of a chance today.
And Princeton wasn't able to punish them for that. LSU will.
Yep.
And so you're right, Bill. You got to clean up the glass. You've got to be better in that area. They got to play their best game today. And you get to it's kind of cliche, but you get to the Sweet 16, and you got to play your best game because you're playing the best teams in the country. And LSU, I'm not sure, Bill, that LSU is a three seed. I think they're better than that, to be quite honest with you. I'm kind of puzzled at their seeding. I think they're better than a three seed, and they proved that this year. They've only lost three games all year. So Utah's getting a really tough matchup in this 2-3 matchup. But Utah's talented, and this is an opportunity for this Utah basketball program to prove how good they really are. And they took a big step this year. Win or lose today, successful season, huge big step forward for Lynn Roberts and this program, taking this thing where it hasn't really gone before. But they're here for more, and I think they have the talent and the capability of doing that. They just have to show their best, which, to be honest, Billy, I haven't done in a couple weeks.
No, they haven't. But with that said, you've been around them for the last day or two, press conferences and other things. Sometimes you can tell if the eyeballs are big and the stage feels too big. How have they dealt with all this stuff?
Yeah, I think they've handled it well. I think, and Bill, sometimes there's something you said about a team that hasn't been around that.
Right.
I don't think that they feel like, I think the pressure, if you're looking at pressure, is probably squarely on LSU because they're the SEC power. They got the Hall of Fame coach. They've got, they got Angel Reese. They got all these things. Is the pressure on them more? I believe it is. I think Utah, in some sense, even though they were a two seed, it's, to use more cliche, playing with a little house money. They've really taken a big step for their program. I think LSU has the pressure on them today more so than Utah. And, as far as tournament experience goes, Utah already has, they have that experience. They're not in awe of the situation. I think they're focused, and I think they're ready to go. I also think that they're hungry to prove that they're better than what they've shown the last few weeks. I think, Bill, there's something to be said about getting punched in the mouth and surviving, right? They got punched in the mouth against Princeton. They had to taste a little bit of blood, and I think that, you want to call it a wake-up call or whatever. I think you're going to see something out of them that you didn't see the last couple of games and the last couple of weeks. I really do. And they're going to be having that "we have nothing to lose" attitude here, because LSU is the team that's supposed to be going to the Final Four, not Utah. So
well,
I think that's going to play a role in this.
I definitely think that, because it's not very often as a two seed that you could play the role of the chip on the shoulder, nobody respects us underdog.
Yeah.
They're a 5-point dog in Vegas. I've had ESPN on all day long. I read ESPN.com. Not a single analyst or broadcaster is picking Utah to win this game. So there is a little bit of that chip on their shoulder. And you're right. I think, no matter what anybody says, no matter what the seeding is, LSU's got the pressure here. And, I don't want to say house money, because I think Utah's good enough to win this thing. But I think they are kind of playing with house money. They got beyond where they wanted to get this year. Now go out and shock the world a little bit.
Absolutely. I was watching ESPN before I got here. They had the studio show. They were talking about how great the SEC is, and the analyst was talking about how they expect the SEC to roll in this. And perhaps they do. All these SEC teams do. But no one's talking about Utah. None of these analysts, none of these programs are talking about Utah. And that's a mistake, because they're a two seed for a reason, and they belong here. And they have a very balanced team that can do a lot of different things, play different styles. And I think that they need to be taken seriously, and perhaps everybody will after they get a win today, if that's what happens.
JJ's with us from KSL TV5. He's going to be reporting. We're going to have the broadcast for you coming up at 3. Pregame begins in about an hour with Tyson Ewing and Miley Enger. Utah basketball. Craig Smith and his staff are out on the recruiting trail beating the bushes right now. They've got some holes to fill, and they got a little bit of a surprise yesterday with Lazar Stefanovic deciding to go into the portal.
Yeah, that hurts them. I was surprised, but I think everybody was surprised by that. It was a player that was in the rotation, somebody I think that everyone thought would be back, and now you got another scholarship to fill. But, Bill, I think it's an opportunity. I think that Craig Smith now has an opportunity. Him and his staff has an opportunity to go out there and prove that they can recruit. They can go out and find guys in the portal that can help them immediately. You know, Brandon Carlson, obviously, declaring for the draft without hiring an agent. I fully expect to be back, Bill. I don't know what your opinion is on that. I think once he tests the waters, I think he's probably a second-round grade. We'll see if that's enough for him to make the decision. I know he's an older player, but now you worry about that too. But, again, opportunities. And we talked last week about how this program has got to go find at least one elite player, like an NBA talent that can go out there and lead this group. I would hope it would be a guard. You know how it is in the NCAA tournament. You got, you know, star guard play. You look at what UConn's doing. They got guards. You know, you look at a program that was able to turn things around when they were down. Utah's got to go out there and get a star guard. They need better talent at the top. I like some of their depth. I like some of these guys, but they need depth too as well. I thought the rotation was a little short this year. They got to have more guys they can trust to get out there on the court. So, recruiting, and there's open opportunities now. So Craig Smith and his staff can go out there and use this opportunity to improve this roster.
Yeah, they've got to get a scoring wing. They've got to get a scoring combo guard, and they need some help at the front court. Whether Brandon Carlson comes back or not, you can always use a little bit more size and experience in that front court too. So I think those are probably the top things on the shopping list. Hey, it can happen. Kansas State was picked to finish dead last in the Pac-12 this year. They were in the Big 12. They were picked dead last, and they're now in the Elite Eight. They're one game away from being in the Final Four. They had a new coach, and he went out, and they changed that roster over. You know, Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson and those guys, they weren't part of it, and now they are, and you can see what can happen with the right pieces added in one offseason.
Yeah, there's an opportunity to flip this quick, and we've seen this in today's, you know, it's not just in basketball, but football as well. The ability to go out there in the portal and find guys. But in basketball, it doesn't take much, Bill. It's not, you don't have to go out and get 20 dudes. If you get one, it can change your program, and you hope to get more. But if they do the work and they can find some guys, and this is what they get paid for, the coaches, right? They get paid to go out there and recruit and bring in those guys, and so they got to go out there and deliver that. And it's challenging today with NIL and things like that. They're up against some competition out there, so. The competition for the best players is fierce, but they got to go out and find guys and make it happen. Maybe they dip into Europe as well. I don't know. You know, that's worked before for Craig Smith. We'll see if that works out, but definitely got to do those things. But you mentioned it's just it is possible.
Yep.
And there's been plenty of teams that have done it, and Kansas State is a great example. And you don't even, you know, like that little guard for. You know, Kyle Perry called him a little guy. He's Noel is just a phenomenal player. Is that an NBA player? Probably not, but he's an elite college player with a massive heart and just an absolute tough dude. And you need to go out and get a guy like that. Those are the kind of players you need to be able to win NCAA tournament games and to compete at the highest level in the Pac-12.
I'm assuming we're going to see you on TV tonight at 5, 6, and 10?
You got it. I'll be live with post-game wrap from Greenville, South Carolina, this Utah-LSU game, and then we'll have more at 10 as well. And throughout the weekend, if the Utes win, we'll be broadcasting here all weekend and getting you ready for an Elite Eight game. That would be something special. So let's see if the Utes can pull this off. If they do, it'd be magical.
So if they win tonight, JJ will stay in Greenville, and you'll see him all weekend long from Greenville reporting on the Utes. If not, he'll be heading back here soon and have a little more spring football and Utah Jazz stuff too. Thanks, JJ. Enjoy tonight.
You got it. Will do. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.